Hi everyone, I'm Steph.
I'm Kelly.
Welcome to our Mum Life Rants and Bants podcast.
We're just two mums having a laugh, so I hope we can make you smile too.
We would love it if you'd share our podcast, or you can find us both on Instagram. Anyway, like, what the actual F is Mum Life?
I know, right? I think we're all just winging it.
Lol, of course we are. Enjoy, mamas!
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to our first ever podcast. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a wild ride, isn't it? So, we just thought we would start by introducing who the hell we are, because obviously all you know is our names. So, Kelly, do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. So, I'm Kelly, and I am a mum to one. He's called Ralph, and he's 2 years old. He is crazy. And I live in a small seaside town called Southwold. And, yeah, I'm just a normal gal.
Yeah. We both live by the sea. I literally don't want to even... We'll go into that, but yeah. I am a first-time mom to, I say a baby. She's not a baby anymore. She's like 15 months. Am I going to be that mom who's like, she's 37 and a half? had before lockdown, so we've both had different experiences, haven't we? So I've basically just been a parent throughout lockdown, not experienced anything different. And I live miles and miles away from Kelly, another seaside town. I don't live in Blackpool.
I love how you say that.
I'm near. Okay. I'm about half an hour away. But yeah, that is kind of who we are. Although we do have different identities away from being mums, but kind of that is what consumes us at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, and lots more to tell.
My goodness. Yeah, we've both had such different experiences, but so similar at the same time.
Yeah, I was thinking actually today, I was thinking, what is it going to be like? We could carry this on till they're 18.
The things that we do. Like I was telling you about what Remy did, I will share that later on because it's obvious, I'm sure. It's happened to somebody else, but yeah. So how we met each other? We've actually never met in. We met through Instagram. I think that is where so many new mums, especially throughout the past year and a half, have built friendships, isn't it?
Yeah, thank God for social media in a way. So what we met 3 months ago, well, just over that actually, through a reel.
Thank you, Instagram Reels.
I can't actually, that's really bad. I can't actually remember the, no, it was, I think it was to do with business and mums. And yeah, I think it was sort of like a comeback to the Karens out there.
That's another topic, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the mum, please. Like, I mean, we haven't really planned what we're going to say on this podcast. We're just going to go off and spiral, but that's it. Like, although Instagram brings so many positives like mum tips, friendships, relationships, advice, everything like that. Oh my God, I have never had I've not experienced it too much. I have had the odd Karen message me and be like, Remy shouldn't be sat that way. She shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, all right, thank you, hun. But so many people think that it's okay to comment on mum.
I know. I haven't experienced it, to be honest. And I don't know. I think it says more about them sort of people though, doesn't it? I really don't understand. And I don't know. I've only been really active on social media for the last sort of 3 months, really. So I haven't experienced it like some other people. But yeah, I honestly, it's awful. So
I just can't cope that people actually do that. Anyway, that's a different situation. So we are just wanting to kind of explain what to expect from this podcast, because I know there's so many out there. Like, I live for a podcast. I fall asleep listening to them at night, like anytime I'm in the car, and it's just so nice to be able to listen to something that you relate to. I mean, whether you're a mum or not, it's not always going to be heavily mum based, but we want to share like real honest stories, mum fails, loads of different mum life topics like pregnancy and labour and the newborn stage, the savage toddler stage that I am currently in. Wow, that's a whole vibe.
Wait to the tantrums when they're two, the terrible twos. It's crazy.
It's full on, isn't it? Like the newborn phase, you're in it and you're like, shit, what is this? Like, what do I do with this child? And then looking back, you're like, oh my god, that was a dream
compared to
what we're experiencing now. Wow.
Yeah. You sort of think that if you've ever had another baby, you think, oh my god, I am going to just enjoy those first few months, letting them sleep and doing like, because I used to, when Ralph would sleep, when he was about, I don't know, you know, 3 weeks old, I would literally be right next to him.
Yeah.
All the time. Is he breathing? Or, you know, just checking he was okay. Whereas I think the second time round, I think I'll be like, right, I'm going to clean my house. Yeah. I'm going to do so much more. I don't think you realise when you have your first baby, do you? You just... No, so...
I had so much time. Like, I would binge so many Netflix series and then I'd be like, this baby doesn't sleep. She slept all the time. I don't really know what I was on about because I was living the dream. It was hard, obviously, lockdown life. And she was attached to my boob 24/7. I'm surprised my nipples didn't fall off.
It gets so much more harder. But then it is lovely when they do grow up because they sort of like get their personality and loads of, well, there's so much more to come anyway, but loads of funny stories when they get older, isn't it?
Oh my god, yeah. And that is what I think we will focus on with this, is taking it from the very first, like finding out you're pregnant, because obviously I say obviously not that anybody actually knows, I was told the month before I got pregnant that I couldn't get pregnant, so different things like that. And we'll be finding out so many different things about each other, so
yeah, I was just gonna say that
we're just having a cute convo. But definitely the main focus of this is just to rant. You've got rantering and bantering.
Yeah.
Have fun, like something that'll make you laugh and that you can relate to, because there is nothing worse, especially although, like I said, social media is amazing and you can listen to these podcasts, like chilled, happy mum life. And like, sometimes all the time it's not like that. I don't know how many times I've been scrolling through Instagram seeing people making these amazing organic home cooked meals and Remy's there on like fish fingers because I'm absolutely exhausted and I'm like, fuck's sake, I'm such a shit mom. Or they've got their hair done and the makeup and they're in the mirror and they're wearing the nice, you know, leggings and cute top and I'm literally here looking like an orangutan, and it does make you feel like shit.
Yeah, the thing is as well, I think, you know, when you post things on social media, people are going to look into it differently. Like my child, at the end of the week, I'm like, oh my god, has he had any vegetables this week? Because I don't think he has. Like, I just think, yeah, you don't see everyone's full life on social media, do you? So hopefully this podcast will, you know, if you're on a car journey or you're driving to a baby group or whatever, you're just going out in the car because your baby's having a sleep.
Yeah.
Then hopefully we can just, yeah, bring realness to this and people can relate.
Yeah, I love it when you listen to something or you're watching something and you're like, oh my god, that is me, thank god somebody said that.
Yeah, like, yeah, definitely.
Everyone wants to be the perfect parent, and you picture it, don't you, when you're pregnant, you're like, I'm gonna do this and this, it goes to shit. Like, I'm sorry. But trying to balance everything, like, it's hard.
You think as well when you're pregnant, I think you do think so much in your head, and you see, you know, I actually did a reel on Instagram when, you know, you see children on iPads. my child is not having an iPad, they're having 5 fruit and vegetables a day, and then when they're here it's like, yeah, that all goes out the window. You just do what you've got to do.
from me being like from the teaching background, I'd say like parents at the school gate like giving them an iPad and a bag of sweets, and I was like, absolutely not. And now I'm like, take your chocolate bar, go and watch Frozen on your iPad. Mum needs a second to like just recover from the trauma of the day.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally.
You know, that is real life. But yeah, that's the kind of vibe we're going to bring. We're hoping to do some interviews, have some special guests, and really just share the honesty behind being a mum, whether you're a new mum, pregnant, got teenagers, whatever, and just have a laugh. But I do think we need to include a couple of mum fails.
1000% stories. I've got a few, but it's great because if we, you know, Instagram and we get people off Instagram, just normal mums that can just come on here and share, you know, their stories as well, you know, that would be hilarious too. You've got some good stories to tell.
I think I'm going to share this one because it's so recent and I'm
so sorry.
Am I going to have like social services at the door? I don't know. yesterday, I'd taken Remy with me to go and do like a meeting. And there was like decorative things like fake fruit and like nuts and stuff. And I was like, what are you doing? What have you got? And she eats everything. Like I catch her in the dog bowl 10 times a day. So the dog's like starved and parched. I have to move his stuff. And I went to try and find her. And I was like, what are you doing? And there was a fake apple and a few bits of like wood. And I was like, oh, I was picking it all up. I was like, stop it. Take it out of your mouth. And I hurled it. And my friend who I was having a meeting with, she was like, get it out of your mouth. It's dog shit. It's dog shit. It's dog shit. And I was like, oh my God. My baby has just eaten dog shit, like fossilized dog shit. It's so hard. And I thought it was like a walnut or a piece of like decorative wood or like something. So I had it in my hands and I was picking it all up piece by piece. I was like, let's just go and put these back. And I was about to put them back on the shelf. And oh my God, I cannot believe.
I'm crying.
Child has eaten.
Don't worry. You know, I think this has happened. Well, I think it's happened to a lot of people. It can be easily done. And children they just pick up anything, don't they? And think, oh, what's this? Like, yeah. You know, my child has eaten his own poo. So, so I think it's easily happened to a lot of children. So was it all squidged, like squidged in her mouth? Or was it just
like, rock hard. So oh my, I don't know, I was, we like gave her a strawberry really quick. We're like, rinse your mouth out with a strawberry. And I was like, what the fuck is a strawberry gonna do? She's
strawberry and shit.
But yeah, it's things like that. Like maybe before I had a baby, I would, if somebody put that on social media, I'd be like, I mean, I haven't put it out there. And
you have now.
Well, I have now. It doesn't matter. It might just be the two of us that listen to this. But I would probably have looked and been like, oh my God, that mom has just let a child eat dog food.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if I get through the day and nobody's died, that's a win.
Exactly that.
It is full on.
That's a story to tell her when she's older.
Oh, you ate dog poo.
When you were little.
Immune system. Yeah, there's so many things that we want to dive into, and mainly rants. Like, how good is it going to feel? Whether it's our rants or somebody sends us a message on Instagram or whatever and is like voice notes us their own rant. Just get it out. Don't care what anybody else thinks. I mean,
no,
anonymous, obviously, but I have so many rants just tucked away, waiting to come out.
I think as well, like, it could be, well, that person might think it's the worst thing, like eating dog shit, like, so we just need, you know, anything. We don't care what it is, we're not going to judge, and like we said, we wouldn't put names out there or anything like that, and, you know, really, the worse, the better. That's, you know, exactly.
The worst, like, we want to hear the worst, and it doesn't even have to be a mum-related rant. It can be anything. Cyclists. I am sorry, but if you are cycling in my way, it's not okay. So, anything that you... I am hoping to end every single podcast on a rant to get it out, feel better, and move on.
Real honest stories.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it for the first pod. The first pod.
We've got so much more to bring, and also I'm so excited for guests to come on here and talk. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, to hear from different people their stories. And even like if you're not a mum yet, we're not saying this is only aimed at mums, but it's just kind of the main thing that we're going through. But I listen to all sorts of things that I don't necessarily relate to, like I'm not in that stage of life or whatever. But it's just somewhere where you can come, have a laugh, and that's pretty much it.
And also as well, if you're pregnant, or you know, you're thinking about getting pregnant, it's cool to come on here and listen, because you know what to expect. When
we won't put you off too much, because
no, there's so many positives.
Oh my goodness, like life changing. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed listening to us ramble on, possibly about nothing, but please share this on your social media if you've listened, and we are hoping to, we'll probably stick to a Wednesday when it will come out, or a Thursday. We will keep you updated via social media. You can find our Instagrams in the description. And yeah, hopefully we won't see you soon, thank God, because I currently resemble a moldy toe. But hopefully you will hear us soon.
Thank you. I'm sorry, guys. I did not know how to end. That was the most awkwardest, like, thank you. Thanks for coming.
We will work on an ending. Oh my God, that has actually killed me off.
So, I need to learn on the ending, you mean. You're fine. I need to... So I'm just saying thank you. Oh my God.
Right, we are officially signing off.
Thanks, everyone.
See you.
Oh my God. Yeah.